Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is heart. H-E-A-R-T.
Really?
You bet your life!
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to take a musical trip south of the border, do some digging, hear some cardiac songs, and celebrate the birthday of Charlie Strait. In 1829, a land grant of about 40 square miles was made by Baja California Governor José María Echeandía to Santiago Arguello. The grant and other documents variously refer to the area as Tijuana, Tijuan, Tijuan, and Tejuan, but Arguello called his large cattle ranch Rancho Tijuana, which translates as Aunt Jane Ranch. In 1889, the westernmost city in Mexico, Tijuana, was founded, and most historians agree that the name of the city, Tijuana, one word, is derived from a word meaning by the sea in the language of the original aboriginal inhabitants of the area. Legal drinking and gambling attracted U.S. residents to the city during Prohibition, and in 1928, the Agua Caliente tourist complex was opened, resulting in records like There's a Wawa Gal in Agua Caliente. But there are a number of songs in the late 20s about the city, which refer to it as Tijuana. So we're going to take a musical trip to Tijuana, beginning with Irving Kaufman. Thank you. red label Jeanette record made June 18, 1925, The Hollywood Night Owls, a pseudonym for Nathan Glantz, and the Tijuana Trot. Bix Beiderbecke joined a band in November of 1923 playing at the Stockton Club near Hamilton, Ohio. The group renamed themselves the Wolverine Orchestra after their favorite tune, Wolverine Blues, and made their first records at Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana, while they were engaged at Doyle's Dancing Academy in Cincinnati, Ohio. We heard the Wolverine Orchestra and Tijuana, recorded October 8, 1924, just before Bix left to join the Gene Goldkett Band. Tijuana was written by Larry Conley and Gene Rodemick. We started off our musical trip to Tijuana with Lou Gold and his orchestra with the vocal refrain by Irving Kaufman on In Old Tijuana from a Diva 78 waxed March 13, 1929. In Old Tijuana was written by Fred Steele and Billy Haney, and I'm going to guess that neither of them, nor Lou Gold or Irving Kaufman for that matter, was ever anywhere near Tijuana. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Early talking pictures, especially big-budget musicals, had discs separate from the movie soundtrack of music to be played while the audience was entering the theater. The other day, my Facebook friend Ron posted a Vitaphone disc from his vast collection of the overture or audience entrance music for the 1929 picture Gold Diggers of Broadway. So, with thanks to Ron for that post and for all of his heroic efforts in helping to restore and promote Vitaphone movies, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about gold diggers, beginning with Charles Dornberger. No, Charles Dornberger is not a gold digger. Just listen.
Yeah. We're in the money. We're in the money. You know, we've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. Yes, sir, look, the skies are sunny. Old man depression, say you're through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today, no sir. When we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money, Come on, my little honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it, rolling along.
Thank you.
Last time I played that record was on August 27th, 2006. Joe Herlihy and his orchestra, and the second of three takes from an August 24th, 1927 session for Edison of Gold Digger's Stomp. None of the three takes was issued, and in response to the publisher's inquiry as to why, the Edison Company wrote back saying, "We didn't issue this number because we didn't like it." Well, I certainly liked it, and I hope you did too. Pianist Joe Herlihy apparently started his band in Boston as early as 1917. They're mentioned in the June 30, 1923 issue of Billboard as having a successful engagement at the Roseland Jardin de Danse in Peak Island, Maine. They spent the summer of 1924 at the Maplewood Pavilion in Montreal, Canada. The Herlihy band seems to have broken up around 1929. Before Joe Herlihy, it was Ted Lewis and his band with the Gold Diggers song, also known as We're in the Money, from Gold Diggers of 1933, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. We began this Gold Digger set with the Charles Dornberger Orchestra and the Gold Digger, Dig a Little Deeper. That Victor recording was made July 24, 1923. The Gold Digger was written by James F. Hanley, who between 1916 and the early 30s wrote dozens, if not hundreds, of tunes, including I've Got the Yes, We Have No Bananas Blues, and Does an Elephant Like Peanuts? Last week, January 16th, marked the 6th anniversary of my cardiac procedure and the 13th anniversary of my original cardiac episode. I'm very happy to still be here and to be able to share this great music with you, so with thanks to everyone who has had a hand in my care and making sure I'm still around, here's a set of cardiac songs, beginning with Gene Cardos and his orchestra.
Disappear whenever you're near. Close together, we won't mind the weather. When it's stormy, your two arms will warm me. The sun's in my heart, the sun's in my heart, and you brought that sunshine right from the start. What care I for the storms of the sky when the sun's in my heart? We'll be right back.
me change to brilliant blue. Every word you say to me thrills me through and through. I don't know why I feel as happy as I do. I guess it's heaven in my heart. Flowers blooming on the hills, once were out of range. Buttercups and daffodils looked a little strange. But now they're beautiful, the pictures seem to change. I guess it's heaven in my heart. When life had lost its color, I stumbled onto you. Then things that once were duller seemed to brighten up like new. Even stars that blink above beam a magic spell. Every time I think of love, my ears ring like a bell. I don't know what it is, I only know it's swell. It must be heaven in my heart. Skies that once were gray to me changed to brilliant blue. And every word you say to me thrills me through and through. I don't know why I feel as happy as I do. I guess it's heaven in my heart. Flowers blooming on the hills once were out of range. Buttercups and daffodils looked a little strange. But now they're beautiful, the pictures seem to change. I guess it's heaven in my heart. When life had lost its color, I stumbled onto you. Then things that once were duller, oh, they seem to brighten up like new. Oh, oh. Even stars that blink above beam a magic spell. And every time I think of love, my ears ring like a bell. I don't know what it is, I only know it's swell. I guess it's heaven, it feels like heaven. It must be heaven in my heart.
Got something to prove, it's true. You've been running around, it's the talk of the town. But you can't pull the wool over my eyes. You don't appreciate a thing that I do. You're a cheater, you know it's true. Oh, honey, you took my money. I love you, I do. But I've got hell in my heart for you.
goes on here in my heart. All this bumping and thumping and jumping when I see you. What goes on here when we part? It keeps bumping and thumping and jumping the whole night through. It will start a while, so quiet, and then if you happen to smile, there's a riot again. Oh, what goes on here in my heart, dear? Could this bumping and thumping and jumping be love?
May just have played that right here in the casino ballroom at some point. Dick Jurgens and his orchestra with Eddie Howard taking the vocal honors on What Goes On Here in My Heart. That's from a standard radio transcription made in May of 1938. Before that, it was Teddy Simmons with Jimmy Noone and his orchestra with Hell in My Heart from December 1st, 1937. Fortunately, there's not just Hell in My Heart, but also Heaven in My Heart, performed there by George Hall and his Taft Hotel Orchestra, with Dolly Dawn providing the vocal on December 1st, 1936. That record was not labeled as by Dolly Dawn and her Dawn Patrol, as were many of her recordings with George Hall in 1935 and 36. We begin that cardiac set with Gene Cardos and his orchestra and The Sun's in My Heart from March 10th, 1932. Abel Baer wrote the tune and Dick Robertson sang the Arthur Freed lyrics. I'm Glenn Robison and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com, but available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Last Sunday evening, I had the great fortune to attend one of the best concerts of my life. It wasn't held at a huge stadium, arena, or other concert venue, but at the 188-seat Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo. Originally built in 1921 as the El Segundo State Theater, Old Town Music Hall is now home to the mighty Wurlitzer Theater Organ originally installed in the Fox West Theater in Long Beach, California. The concert was by two of the finest musicians in the world, theater organist Jelani Eddington and pianist Frederick Hodges, playing the 92-note Bösendorfer 9-foot concert grand piano, which was handmade in Vienna, Austria in 1974, specifically for Old Town Music Hall. I was thrilled that Jelani and Frederick honored my request and played Gottschalk's Grand Tarantelle, and even more surprised and happy to hear that they are planning on recording a CD together. Please visit their respective websites at frederickhodges.com and rjeproductions.com, as well as the Music Hall's website, oldtownmusichall.org. Besides the Grand Tarantelle, the other highlight of the evening was their duet of Rhapsody in Blue, but here from some rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s are some of the other tunes they played during the evening. Thank you.
If I should suddenly start to sing or stand on my head or anything, don't think that I've lost my senses. It's just that my happiness finally commences. The long, long ages of dull despair are turning into thin air, and it seems that suddenly I've become the happiest man alive. Things are looking up. I've been looking the landscape over, and it's covered with four-leaf clover. Oh, things are looking up since love looked up at me. Bitter was my cup, but no more will I be the mourner, for I've certainly turned the corner. Oh, things are looking up since love looked up at me. See the sunbeams, everyone beams just because of you. Love's in session, and my depression is unmistakably through. Things are looking up. It's a great little world we live in. Oh, I'm happy as a pup since love looked up at me. Of you. Love's in session, and my depression is unmistakably through. Oh, things are looking up. It's a great little world that we live in. Oh, I'm happy as a pup since love looked up at me.
Got shoes, oh, got children, got lovely shoes. Now when I get to heaven, I'm gonna put on those shoes and I'll walk all over God's heaven. Heaven, yeah, heaven, walk all over God's heaven. Haven't got shoes, oh, got children, got rhythm, but to push away their blues,
yeah!
Oh, got children, got trouble, but trouble don't mean a thing. When they start to go hoody, hoody, ho, trouble's bound to go away. Say, oh, got children, got swing. Thank you.
written by Walter Yerman, Gus Kahn, and Bronislaw Kaper, especially for Ivy Anderson, who performed it in the 1937 Marx Brothers picture A Day at the Races. That was Nat Ganella and his Georgians on July 19, 1937. That, of course, being All God's Chillen Got Rhythm. That was preceded by Fred Astaire with Ray Noble and his orchestra, recording in Los Angeles on October 17, 1937, and Things Are Looking Up, written by Noel Gay and Clifford Gray. We started off that set with Ben Selvin and his orchestra and Good News from August 28, 1927. The vocalist uncredited on that Brunswick issue was Irving Kaufman, but the recording was also issued on Vocalion as by the Kensington Serenaders.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, January 16th, marked the birth in 1891 in Chicago of Charles Theodore Strait Jr., better known as Charlie, E-Y, not I-E, Strait. He took piano lessons as a child and soon after graduating from high school, teamed up with vaudevillian Gene Green, known as the Ragtime King. Over the next several years, the pair toured the U.S., Canada, England, and Australia, co-composing much of their own material and recording extensively. They split up in 1914, and Charlie began arranging and recording piano roles. In 1920, he formed his own band, and in June of 1923, Charlie Strait and his orchestra made their first records and were soon heard regularly on radio. The band made their last recordings in 1928, but continued to perform around the Midwest, and Charlie Strait was still leading a dance band in 1940. He died September 22, 1940, when, while working for the Chicago Sanitary District, he was hit by a car. Here's Charlie Strait.
Thank you. my pretty lips, you're sweeter than honey to me. Every kiss is full of that thing called bliss. It seems to thrill me and make me happy. And so I'm gonna be the busiest bumblebee, just buzzing around you constantly. Pet names are pretty, but there's no pet name half as pretty lips to me.
Thank you.
Charlie Strait and his orchestra with Frank Silvano providing the vocal on That's What I Call Keen, recorded by Brunswick on March 17, 1928. That's What I Call Keen was written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. I like that record, and if you liked that record, and I can't imagine that you didn't, you can get it and 23 other equally good Charlie Strait records on the Rivermont Records CD, Charlie Strait and His Orchestra, That's What I Call Keen, 1926 to 1928. I gave you a minuscule biography here, but producer Brian Wright goes into great detail about Strait's life in 14 pages of notes and photographs that accompany the CD. You can see the entire track list, hear audio samples, and order the CD on Rivermont's website, www.rivermontrecords.com. That's rivermontrecords.com. As I mentioned, Charlie Strait was also a composer, so before That's What I Call Keen, we heard a Charlie Strait-Walter Donaldson collaboration, Pretty Lips, performed there by the Nightclub Orchestra, a pseudonym for Harry Reaser on the Harmony label. You, of course, recognize the vocalist on that January 6, 1927 recording as Tom Stax. The band recorded Pretty Lips a couple of weeks later on January 25th, and it was issued on Vocalion as by the Tuxedo Orchestra. We started off our tribute to Charlie Strait with a recording by Charlie Strait and his orchestra which is not on the Rivermont CD. That was Easy Melody, written by Larry Connolly and Gene Rodemick from a Paramount 78, waxed in October of 1923. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.